Free bonus LP.
That's the Beatles' She Loves You, a la Wagner, and that's played by the Baroque and Roll Ensemble, directed by Fritz Spiegel. Well, that probably gives you a little clue as to what's happening now. We're going to delve into the humorous side of music. I've got records by Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, the Heebie-Jeebies, and others, and I'm afraid you're going to have to dive through your index sheet, because I can't be bothered to tell you what they all are. Okay, stand by for a multi-story segue.
Okay, try it again. Take 29.
Mammy's gonna bring you back, yeah. Mammy's gonna bring you back. We gonna groove it the whole night long, baby. Yeah, we gonna groove it the whole night long, baby. Yeah. We gonna work it out, baby. We gonna shake it tonight.
That was the famous coloured jazz singer, Beau Dudley. Now, Beau, what colour are you?
Well, I'm a sort of fleshy pink, bit purple in the corner of the eyes, bit blue around the chin.
Yes. Now, that was a sort of Harlem tune, wasn't it?
Yes, a darky melody.
Yes. Now, I think some of the lyrics may be a little incomprehensible to the English audience. Do you think you could explain some of the idioms, some of the slang, verse by verse?
Why not? Be delighted.
Mama's got a brand new bag, yeah!
Mama's got a brand new bag, yeah. Now, this is fairly straightforward. Presumably, the mama has gone out into the bustling streets of Harlem. She's seen it. This attractive bag, and she's bought it. What sort of a bag would that be? A sort of rockaboogie baggy? What?
Yes, a rockaboogie Chattanooga whim-wham gaily coloured plastic bag.
Which she's bought and taken home.
Exactly. And she goes on, we're gonna groove it the whole night long, baby!
We're going to groove it the whole night long, baby, yeah. Now, presumably, she's going to decorate the bag in some way with indentations, yes. With these grooves for her baby.
Exactly. It's probably its birthday or an anniversary or something.
Yes. Now, how is this grooving done?
With a groover. In the old days, of course, when they used to have knife grinders and watermelon sellers in the street, they used to have groovers as well. Mississippi Groover! They used to shout their wares.
But now it's done in the home.
It's a domestic thing now.
And it takes all night.
It certainly does. And she goes on, we're gonna work it out, baby!
We're going to work it out, baby. Now, surely she should have worked it out before she started grooving.
Exactly. It's rather putting the chicken before the china shop, isn't it? Once she's grooved it, she suddenly decides to work it out. This
a
is
bit late.
Darky dilemma, yes. And then she goes on, we're gonna shake it tonight!
We're going to shake it tonight, presumably in frustration and rage at the fact that she's grooved the bag badly without working it out properly.
Exactly. What frustration. And then she goes on, stretch out, stretch out. She's feeling a bit tired, so she feels, get a bit of kip, you know, stretch out. And then, I hear you talking!
Is that the neighbour she hears talking through the paper-thin walls?
Exactly. Disgraceful business, just as she wants a bit of kip. And then, turn me on, baby!
Now this, turn me on, baby. Is she asking her husband to spin her round on the prostrate form of the baby out of rage and frustration again?
No. This is a very colourful reading, but not absolutely accurate. In fact, it's asking the baby to turn the light on. Turn, for me, in parenthesis, the light on, baby.
Oh, I see. Like the German, I out of the door, go, must.
No. However, she goes on to say, you're burning up now, baby!
You're burning up now, baby.
You're burning up now, baby. The baby's turned the light on, fused the electric system, and the whole wigwam's shot up in flames.
You don't think any of these lyrics could be in any way connected with making love or sex?
Oh, good Lord, no. And anyway, I wouldn't sing that sort of garbage.
Good. Well, basically, this is a simple story of a Harlem mother who's gone out into the bustling markets of her home place. She's seen a gaily coloured rockaboogie plastic bag. She's taken it home. She's grooved it all night, but she hasn't worked out how to groove it properly. In her rage and frustration, she shakes the bag. She lies down to go to sleep, but the neighbours start talking. She asks the baby to turn on the light, and the whole wigwam goes up in flames. And one is left with the underlying question, wouldn't she have better spent the money on rewiring the house rather than on these gaily coloured plastic bags? And indeed, should these bags be on sale to people not quite ready to use them in a responsible fashion?
Mummy's got a brand new bag, yeah. Hey, Mummy's got a brand new bag. Some talk of a Lagonda, some like a smart MG, or a Bonnie, or a lorry, they'd lay them down and deem. Such means of locomotion seem rather dull to us, the driver and conductor of a London omnibus. Humpity tight, please, ting ting. Humpity tight, please, ting ting. When you are lost in London and you don't know where you are, you'll hear my voice a-calling, pass further down the car, and very soon you'll find yourself inside the terminal bus. Here, London Transport Diesel engine, 97 horsepower omnibus. Along the Queen's Great Highway, I drive my merry load at 20 miles per hour in the middle of the road. We like to drive in convoys, we're most gregarious. The big six-wheeler scarlet painted London Transport Diesel engine, 97 horsepower omnibus. Earth has got anything to show or fair. By the stairs, by the stairs, by the stairs. Earth has not anything to show or fair. Any more fares, any more fares. When cabbies try to pass me before they overtakes, I sticks me flipping hand out as I jams on all me brakes. Them jackal taxi drivers can only swear and cuss behind that monarch of the road, observer of the highway code, that big six-wheeler scarlet paint and the Transport Diesel engine, 97 horsepower omnibus. I stops when I'm requested, although it spoils the ride, so we can shout, get out of it, we're full right up inside. We don't ask much for wages, we only want fair shares, so cut down all the stages and stick up all the fares. If tickets cost £1 a piece, why should you make a fuss? It's worth it just to ride inside that 30-foot long by 10-foot wide, inside that monarch of the road, observer of the highway code, that big six-wheeler scarlet painted London Transport Diesel engine, 97 horsepower, 97 horsepower on the bus. How many died, please?
Down the lake of Negan Night. We took a little pizza and we took some sauerkrauts and we marched along together till we heard the Girl Scouts.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
And I was mad cause me mother sent me up here.
Well, we crept up to the water and we see the girls a-swimming. There must have been 100 of them pretty young women. It looked so fine, even birds forgot to sing. We lay down in the poison oak and didn't say a thing.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Hey, but one of you fellas scratched my back.
Well, our counselor said we could take them by surprise if we didn't say a word till we looked them in the eyes. We kept a real still and we had our eyes aglued. We saw how they were dressed. They were swimming in the well now.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for the study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, we'll set the woods ablaze.
Well, they ran through the bars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where our rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. Bar like an eagle like all the way to Buffalo.
Hey, fellas, wait for me.
Them till everyone was pooped, so we rested for a minute and our forces we regrouped. And then we saw the girls behind some evergreens, captured by a company of United States Marines.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother
Okay, ladies and gentlemen,